Deuteronomy chapter 10. At that time the Lord said to me, "Hew yourself two stone tablets like the first ones, and come up the mountain to me, and make yourself an ark of wood. And I will write on the tablets the words which were on the first tablets, which you broke, and you will put them in the ark." So I made an ark of acacia wood, and I hewed two tablets of stone like the first ones, and I went up the mountain with the two tablets in my hands. And he wrote on the tablets, as was the first writing, the 10 commandments which the Lord spoke to you at the mountain from the middle of the fire on the day of the convocation. And the Lord gave them to me. Then I turned round and went down from the mountain, and I put the tablets in the ark which I had made, and they were there, as the Lord had commanded me. Then the sons of Israel moved from Be'eroth of the sons of Ja'akan to Moserah. Aaron died there, and he was buried there, and Eleazar his son carried out the office of priest instead of him. From there they removed to Gudgoda, and from Gudgoda to Jotbatha, a land of brooks of water. At that time the Lord separated the Levite tribe to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to serve him, and to bless in his name up to this day. For this reason, Levi did not have a share and an inheritance with his brothers. It is the Lord who is his inheritance, as the Lord your God said to him. Then I stayed on the mountain for the same number of days as previously, 40 days and 40 nights, and the Lord heard me that time too. The Lord was willing not to destroy you. Then the Lord said to me, "Arise, go on your journey before the people, and they shall enter and take possession of the land, about which I swore to their fathers that I would give it to them. So now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his paths, and to love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the Lord's commandments and his statutes, which I am commanding you today, for your well-being. Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens, the earth and everything in it, are the Lord your God's. But the Lord fixed upon your fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, you, above all nations, as it is this day. So circumcise the foreskin of your hearts, and no longer stiffen your necks. For the Lord your God is the God of gods and Lord of lords, the most great and mighty and fearsome God, who does not show partiality and does not accept a bribe, who executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and who loves the foreigner in giving him bread and clothing. So you shall love the foreigner, for you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him, and cleave to him, and swear by his name. He is your praise, and he is your God, who performed these great and fearsome things with you present, which your eyes saw. Your fathers who went down to Egypt were 70 persons, but now the Lord your God has made you like the stars of the sky in multitude.